82 was my genesis, born of a queen like Menelik. My journey started broken hearted, scars were sparking difference from lands of the indigenous. My parents split when I was 4 before I saw a difference between myself and little kids who lived in blissful ignorance. I wished for this and clenched my fists, only ally was my sis. We drifted like gypsy state to state, it takes its toll. Sought acceptance through rebellion, might as well just play the role as how I felt. Cards were dealt, it doesn't matter how I play them. Little Saturn kept a razor placed up under his tongue. When my pops moved us to Cali, violence raised with the sun. It was bangers and drugs, but I clicked with the riders and pain of my frustrations. Fresno Area Express, blessing the bus stations. Scrapping the windows, came alive with the endo. AC alone in my headphones, 95 was a shit, yo. Smoking cigarettes at 13, skipping school and skateboarding. Peace to the underground orphans, the joy of life was way more than face forward. Started fucking around with hallucinogenics. Lost my virginity to a punk rock chick behind a fence in a park. Sipping lifted 40s and Mickey's kids in the dark. This was the start of a downward spiral. My sister ran away, she got strung out. We got jumped by some psychos, puffing the pipe of a substance they died for. My pops chased him with a hammer, I wish you could see him run. Head swollen as fuck, bleeding and busted under a fitted, gifted by the god King One. I loved him like a brother. He taught me how to rack hands and roll blunts till the summer of 96 when I flew back to the Paseo Bridge. Next chapter were crazy kids, ADS, PSK. Spit my first freestyle with my man Keith and Abel's One. Started playing with guns, selling drugs and such, too young to know better. Slowly severing connections to the essence, lost the material, lower self delirium, knowing hell in periods of adolescent exploration. No faith, no education, every breath was desperation, every action motivated by instant gratification. I like to say that this ended early on, but I lived like this for most of my life, turning in at dawn. No worries for the cause and effects, till one day I sat and saw the God within myself, propelled within the movement. It's been a struggle ever since to find my path and stick to it, but every day I learn discipline, gaining wisdom through the truth and bliss. Satchitananda, Shanti, Shanti.
I came back to Earth in the new early year of 78, the first of 7. Rebirth cycle was great. Since a youngin', I felt the elevated state. Gamma was very gifted. We did everything together. I remember when I was 5, I stayed up all night, and in the early AM, I started focusing. The images started to appear out of the thin air. I could actually touch it. This was in California, mountain ridges, struggling with no food in the fridge. When I was 10, we left Cali, went to Mexico with my father. We journeyed the countryside, visited the Mayan pyramids, walked to the top of Chichen Itza. Immediately, I felt a connection. Was out of the States for a year. Then we came back, moved to Miami. The first time I was ever called a nigga. All the bullies picked on us, and me and Gamma fucked them up. I was 15 when I smoked my first blunt. Started thinking I knew it all. Getting high, drinking alcohol, playing basketball. In 1993, I started fucking around with freestyles. I was caught up in the mix. White kids called me a nigga. Black kids called me a cracker or spick. I was trapped in the middle. Being white and black, my mother loved my father. And then my father left my mother. I was mad as hell, so I rebelled. Wildin' out, fucking up big time. Got arrested for an armed robbery. Went to juvie, got out, and got charged as an adult. 3 years probation, violated with dirty urine. Got locked up at 19 for 3 years. Now it's 1999. All I did was read, meditate, work out, and write rhymes. And I told myself, never again will I be a savage. Consumed by rage and inner madness. Even though I was locked up, I finally realized that my mind was free. And on this track right here, there are so many things left out. A track of a lifetime. Drugs and crime, pain and sorrow, love and hate. Only the future knows what tomorrow brings.